The Gemara Masechta Chul and Daf Samach Gimel Mebeis, after spending a number of Daf speaking to us about what birds are kosher and which birds are not kosher, teaches us Amar Rav Yitzchak, Oif Tor Nechel V'Mesiris. The way to know if a bird may be eaten or not may be eaten is to rely on the Mesira. As Rashi here, Divrei Hamaskel B'Mesiris teaches us, Im Zocho Hu Ba'odim Koshish Achloi, if one can recall that a reliable person ate from this bird, or Shemos Loi Rabbi, or somebody has a Mesira from his Rebbe, or Tzayit Chochem, or from a expert hunter person who's familiar with birds, Shuhutar, that this bird is tahar, that is something that we may eat. However, the Baal Hamor, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, and similarly the Meiri, teach us that just relying on a Mesira alone is inadequate. That means if we have a bird, which we check, and as Al Gemara has been repeating over and over again, the simonim of what are a kosher bird, and we don't see that this bird should have any of those simonim, we may not eat that bird, even if there's a mesira that this bird is muta b'achila. On the other hand, the Ra'ah says that if we can, even if we can't find any of the Simoni Tahara, we may rely on the Mesira. The Rosh says that if there's a bird that we don't have a Mesira on, but somebody comes with a Mesira from a different place and says that this bird is kosher, we're allowed to eat this bird. But, says the Rosh, if we have a Mesira on a specific bird that it's a non-kosher species, and then somebody comes and reports that he has a Mesira, that this bird is a kosher bird, we cannot rely on Mesira of someone else when we clearly have a Mesira that this bird is non-kosher. And the Rosh goes on to say that in Ashkenaz, and in Sfarad, in Germany and in Spain, there was a Mesira on a certain bird called the Sugnaya bird, that is the bird known as the Chasida, which the Torah mentions as one of the non-kosher birds. Parenthetically, it's worthwhile to say, the Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, in describing the Chasida, says, why is it called Chasida? Sha'isa chesed im chavrei seho. So all the Mefarshim ask, a bird that has in it this characteristic, sha'isa chesed im chavrei seho, that it's kind to other bird im chavrei seho, why is that a non-kosher bird? So I saw that many Mefarshim explain that is really the actual pshat. It's only nice to its chavrusah, to its type, to its friends, to its neighbors. That's not called being nice. Being nice means being nice to everyone, and that's why it's a non-kosher bird. But getting back to our Rosh, the Rosh says that there was a Mesira in Ashkenaz and Sfarad that the Sugniya bird is the Chasida, which is a non-kosher bird. But there were, in other countries, a minig to eat this bird because they had a Messiah that was a kosher bird. Says the Rosh, the Kosova Rosh, da, keni lo yis oichel api ha-Messiah shohem. I would not rely on their Messiah. Keni machzik as Messiah shalonu. I keep our Messiah. The Kabbalas Avisenu Zal Chachmei Ashkenaz. Shoysa Torah Yerushalayim Avisenu Mimoysa Churban. He says the Torah goes back in Ashkenaz with a Mesira back to the days of the Churban. V'ken kabbalas avodaseinu rabbeinu b'tzfarfas. And so there's a Messiah in France going back for many generations. Yois mekabbalas bnei aretz azoy shaychem savazeh. So the Messiah of not eating it is a much stronger Messiah, says the Rosh. And therefore, when you have two competing Messiahs, says the Rosh, you have to look which is a more reliable Messiah. Continues the Gemara to say, Nemrat Tzayad Loimer, I've said Tar Masali. My Rebbe gave me this bird as a kosher bird. And the Chinuch and Meiri both say, we're obviously talking here about Yisrael. We can't rely on an Akum to establish a Messiah. For who? It says, when can we rely on this Tzayad's Rebbe? We know that he's truly an expert, and he knows the types of birds, and he also knows the names of the different types of birds. By Rav Zeiri, and then Rav Zeiri asks a question, Rabbi Chacham or Rabbi Tzayit, what makes someone's Rebbe the Rebbe that you should rely on? Is it somebody who's a Talmud Chacham? Or is it somebody who's an expert in birds? Toshma, Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Vush, Baki, Behen, Ubishmei Sehem. To be considered an expert, you have to be a Baki, Behen, Ubishmei Sehem. If Shlom, Bishlom, Rabbi Tzayid, if we're talking about an expert hunter, butcher, shaper, a hunter, a butcher, is well familiar with all the details of the birds. Eli Amrit, Rabbi Chacham, that we're talking about is Rebbe who's a Chacham, Bishlam Shemayu Gomeluhu. The Rebbe, who's a Talmud Chacham, can know all the names. He sits and learns. He became familiar with the names. El Inami Yodaluhu, he is an expert in birds. He doesn't spend his day in the field catching the birds. Elav Shemamino, who's the Rebbe one should rely on? Tzayed, Rabbi Tzayed, the one who's an expert in birds and animals. Shemamino. So the Shach in Yerideya, Simon Pei Bei Sif Cotton Aleph, says, from here we see that the Tzayid who's saying Edis has to be the Rabbi Tzayid. However, says the Shach, if there's a Talmud Chochem that comes and tells us Edus, tells us testimony that there's a Messiah on a bird that it's Tahar, we could trust that testimony. Moreover, the Prima Godim says that we sometimes have to be concerned that if somebody comes and says testimony about a bird, we have to identify what does that testimony mean. Does that testimony mean that he saw people eating that bird? Then we're allowed to eat that bird. But if the testimony doesn't reflect, if the testimony does not reflect that actual Messiah, that the bird was eaten, we can't rely on that testimony. But according to the Shach, if a Talmud Chacham clearly indicates that he has a Messiah on a specific bird, that it's a kosher bird, in such a situation, we can indeed rely on the Messiah of that Talmud Chacham. The Prima Godim disagrees. The Prima Godim seems to take the approach that just relying on a Talmud Chacham who can't actually testify that we ate from that bird, it's not enough. Because we have to always be concerned that maybe he came to that conclusion just based on his learning. And based on learning alone, it's not enough to rely on a testimony. On the other hand, there is a concept. Rav Yehuda also discusses this in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Yehuda Yala Chelek Aleph, Yerideya Simen Tzadik Beis, of Eid Echod Nemen Bisurim. And therefore, if an Eid Echod comes and says that I know we ate from this bird, we're allowed to eat from that bird, provided that he's able to give says Rabbi Yehuda Asad, clear testimony. But if you can't give clear testimony on what you ate, then you can't rely on that. Just rely on that to be adequate. There's also another very interesting concept that emerges from our Gemara. From our Gemara, it seems that there is no need to know all the halachas. There is no need to know all of the birds. It seems, in fact, from our Gemara, that the only people who were familiar with the name of all of the birds is the tzaidim, the hunters, the butchers. But regular people weren't necessarily familiar with all of the names of the birds. The Daki Tshuva in Simon Ayin Tess, Sif Cotton Aleph, in fact, has a discussion. Is there a mitzvah to know the names of all the birds and the simonim, or of all the kosher birds and kosher animals, or not? It really is connected to the question that the Rambam says there's a mitzvah to say lahavda ben atomei la'atar, that you have to know which is kosher and which is non-kosher. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his sefer Kanei Chagovim, quotes a Siman Aleph, quotes a Torah's Kahanim that seems to say there's a mitzvah to know all of the Minim at Tahirim, even when you don't necessarily want to eat them. But the question he asks himself is based on our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to say that only the Tzayodim were familiar with what were the kosher birds and what were not the kosher birds. Others were not familiar in those, what were the kosher birds and what were not the kosher birds. So he wants to suggest, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that this question may be actually a machloikis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. That according to Yerushalmi, you're supposed to know, you're required to know, according to the Bavli, not necessarily. But I saw from the Sefer Chashuki Chemet from Yitzhak Zilberstein a very nice pshat. As we've been discussing, we mentioned this more than once in our shiurim, there's a question by animals, what role do the simonim play by animals? Are the simonim a proof that the animal is kosher? Is that what makes the animal kosher? Or is the simonim just a simon that this is a kosher animal, this is not a kosher animal? Says Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, that discussion is only a question by behema and by behema v'chaya. Where the Torah clearly articulates what are the simonim of a kosher behema and what are the simonim of a non-kosher behema. So there we could say that the simonim is what proves that this animal is what makes the animal kosher or not. And because it's the simonim that make the animal kosher or not, there's a mitzvah to know which are the kosher animals and which are the not kosher animals. But by oifis, there's certainly no one that can suggest that it's the simonim that make the bird kosher or not. Because as we've been discussing in our shiurim, the Torah doesn't even mention which are the kosher simonim and which are the non-kosher simonim. And therefore, since there's no clear indication, since by the oifis, the simonim are just something that Chazal helped us understand in helping identify which are kosher birds or not, there, everybody will agree there's no mitzvah to know which is the kosher simon and which is the non-kosher simon. I also saw that the Darki Tshuva in Yerodei Simon Pei Bei Sif Kotten Lamedalit, and Ramosha and Igris Moshe Yerodei Chelik Aleph Simon Lamedalit, say that when we're relying on Messiah, it has to be a Messiah that's specifically verbally given over. A Messiah cannot be given over
in writing. It has to be Masorah that's verbally transmitted. He does. There is, however, an interesting discussion. What would be the halacha about a Masorah or bird that we understand through diagrams? Will a diagram be considered like a Masorah that we have from Baal Peh? Or is a Masorah considered a diagram only considered B'Ksav, which is not considered a valid Masorah?